USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a meeting of the United Nations Security Council yesterday, a resolution to express support for Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido failed after Russia and China vetoed the move. U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, saying the U.S. will still support Guaido and the Venezuelan people.
The United States will remain steadfast in our support for the legitimate Guaido government and the National Assembly. We look forward to genuinely free and fair elections and to a government that reflects the will and aspirations of the Venezuelan people.
The U.S. is offering a $1 million reward for information about Osama bin Laden's son, Hamza bin Laden. The State Department says he's emerged as the leader of al-Qaeda and has been calling for attacks against the U.S. since 2015. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Speakers today at the big conservative political action conference outside D.C. will include Vice President Pence, Kellyanne Conway, and Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Yesterday, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham addressed CPAC, as we hear from USA's Rick Vincent.
Graham says his relationship with President Trump didn't get off to a great start.
I remember meeting him after he got elected, and he said, "Hey, Lindsey, I don't have your phone number." And I said, "There's a reason for that." So I've given him my phone number, and trust me, he uses it.
Graham has since become one of the president's strongest supporters. He told the group that although the president can be a handful, he wants to see Trump succeed, and he enjoys the ability to influence Trump by staying in the president's corner.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring an emergency in parts of Northern California struggling with deadly flooding. In Sonoma County, the Russian River flooded to its highest level in 25 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
TV actor Luke Perry remains hospitalized after suffering what's reported to have been a massive stroke. The 52-year-old Perry in the hit show Riverdale, but is known to many as the star of the 1990s hit series Beverly Hills 90210. His representative shooting down a report by TMZ that Perry has been placed in a medically induced coma. Rep. Arnold Robinson telling The Hollywood Reporter that Perry is merely sedated and remains under observation. Texas has executed the oldest death row inmate in the state's history. 70-year-old Billy Wayne Cobble died by lethal injection at the Texas State Penitentiary in Huntsville last night. Cobble was convicted of killing his estranged wife's parents and brother in 1989. He was the second person executed in Texas and the third put to death in the U.S. this year so far. A new report says child poverty is costing the U.S. $1 trillion a year. The report from the National Academy of Sciences was funded by Congress to find the most effective means to reduce child poverty by half over the next decade. The study finds child poverty costs the U.S. between $800 billion and $1.1 trillion every year because of the increased crime, worsened health, and lower earnings when poor kids become adults. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.